welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're going to get ready to ramble with special guest rambler, BBP editor Tricia McKinney. But Tricia, you know what we have to do?
What?
We have to say hi to Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Carl? Upstate Carl? Carl?
Oh, my friend Carl.
And my friend sort of Carl.
I thought you meant Carl Castle. I was confused about which Carl.
No, young Carl.
Young Carl.
Nothing yet. Carl Castle's in your heart. Carl is a faithful listener to the Bryant Park Project.
He listens every day.
Just wanted to say, hey. So, hey, let's
ramble. Hey, Carl. All right, I will start the ramble. There is a couple from Melbourne, Australia that is alive today thanks to a pet. Mm-hmm. Usually this story involves a dog.
Yeah.
This one is a rabbit. A pet rabbit. And
a bunny?
Guess what the rabbit's name is?
Hercules. I don't know.
His name is Rabbit.
Oh.
All right, how would an Australian say rabbit?
Rabbit.
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 His name is Rabbit. Anyway, Rabbit woke up from sleep, scratched at the couple's bedroom door, and alerted them to that something was wrong. They searched the house, and they found a fire starting in a back room. They all hopped to safety. And,
how did the rabbit alert them? They shake his ears?
No, it scratched at their door.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a pet rabbit, so I don't know what sounds they make. I know they make sounds when dogs chase them, but yeah. That's all I know. Okay, so anyway, they're all fine, and, you know, happy rabbit. Good job, rabbit.
There is a lawsuit brewing between 50 Cent, and Taco Bell. Just want to make sure I'm correct there. 50 Cent has sued Taco Bell, claiming that the restaurant is using his name without permission. It's this interesting, they use his picture in an advertisement that they want to advertise all of their food that's under a dollar. So they're
it's
saying.
It's a print ad, right?
Yeah, it's a print ad. It's his face, and it says, hey, won't you change your name to 79 cent, 89 cent, or 99 cent?
Hey, that's comedy gold.
That is. It wasn't very funny to him since he didn't know they were using his name
in
his face.
That's
bad. Nah, that's not so good. He is, I think, suing them for something like $4 million. He's done this before. He has sued over his name and image. In 07, he filed a $1 million lawsuit when an internet ad company used his image without permission in the game called Shoot the Rapper. Yeah, that would make me mad, too.
Wait, though, can you read the quote from the Taco Bell
guy? Of course. We made a good-faith charitable offer to 50 Cent to change his name to either 79 cent, 89, or 99 cent for one day by wrapping his order at a Taco Bell, and we would have been very pleased to make a $10,000 donation to the charity of his
choice.
So
they wanted him to wrap his order.
Yes.
I mean, this whole thing. Come on.
I'm on 50 side.
I am, too.
Completely
on
50 side.
I'm not supposed to editorialize, but go 50.
And I'm on donating to charity side as well, but come on.
Yeah.
Come
all right. So speaking of food, not fast food like Taco Bell. This is slow food. There's going to be a big party in San Francisco on Labor Day weekend. It's a slow food gathering. So you will be able to eat your food quickly. That's not the point of slow food. You just, you know, the slow food movement. So conference organizers, they're calling this the Woodstock celebration of food. Do not try the brown rice. Do not try the brown rice. So they want to have a festival of delicious, sustainably produced edibles aiming to bring about social, ecological, and political change. So there you go.
All right. This is this story has perhaps one of the funniest lines ever in it. I'll tell you the story, and then I'll read the line in the copy from the Bismarck Tribune is where we have the story. There is a pantyhose bandit. It's happening in Milford, Mass. Dozens of pairs of pantyhose have been left near a school bus stop and, as they say, causing sheer annoyance in the neighborhood. That's not the good line, though. Some are old, some are new. Some have been there for 2 years. One resident says she has picked up 43 pairs in a single day. Police say they do not have the resources to deal with this because the only real crime would be littering.
Yeah, how do they know that the pantyhose were stolen?
Yeah, but they don't. They're just laying around. Here's my favorite from the... This is so good. From a local resident, she said the pantyhose dumping is, quote, weird. It's odd. It's scary for kids.
Yes. Pantyhose are scary.
Pantyhose are scary.
Not really. No, I'm not scared of them.
I am when I wear them.
That's true.
Rarely. Uncomfortable. I don't like them.
That's a little TMI, Allison.
Trish McKinney. Thanks for the ramble. Oh, yeah. Hi, Carl.
Hi,
the links to these stories will be on our website, npr.org/Bryant.